life and die.
I'm going to have to try kombucha just so you'll leave me alone.
I'm telling you.
It's not worth it. Don't do it.
Go to a concert first and it'll taste fine.
You drink it once, like, then you're hooked forever.
Hooked forever.
Yeah.
I doubt that.
That hasn't been my experience.
It's a unique blend of vinegar and dirty gym socks.
Yes.
Fungus.
That's just like some of those sour beers. Or
it makes it sound so inviting.
Are we ready to go, people?
I'm having live stream issues.
Okay,
but I've got
we can hold.
If you want to hold, otherwise...
We can hold for just a second. Okay. We're good.
What the... What's going on with our computers?
Mine worked.
You jinxed mine. Sorry.
Yep, it's all your fault.
It's okay. Usually me having trouble.
Yeah, I had.
Yeah.
Getting it started.
So we'll go with the backup?
Yep.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. This is the Johnson County Board of Supervisors formal meeting for Thursday, October 18th, 2018. It's 9 o'clock in the a.m. And first order of business is public comment on topics not on the agenda, limiting your comments to 3 minutes or less. Seeing nobody approaching the microphone, we'll move on to general business and claims.
Move approval.
Second.
It's been moved by Sullivan, second by Green Douglas. Any discussion? Roll call.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Green Douglas.
Aye.
Carberry.
Aye.
Freeze.
Aye.
Reddick.
Aye.
Motion carries. Minutes of the October 11th, 2018 formal meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
It's been moved by Green Douglas, second by Freeze. Discussion? Roll call.
Green Douglas.
Aye.
Carberry.
Aye.
Freeze.
Aye.
Reddick.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Motion carries. Payroll authorizations.
Move approval.
Second.
Been moved by Green Douglas, second by Freeze. Any discussion? Roll call.
Carberry.
Aye.
Freeze.
Aye.
Reddick.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Green Douglas.
Aye.
Motion carries. Business from the county auditor reports.
Yeah, I have the treasurer's semi-annual report for January 1st, 2018 to June 30th, 2018. The report was available in the agenda packet for viewing and is still available and was submitted by County Treasurer Tom Criss.
Move approval.
Second.
It's been moved by Sullivan, second by Freeze. Any discussion? Tom's here if you want to ask him any questions. Seeing none, roll call.
Freeze.
Aye.
Reddick.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Green Douglas.
Aye.
Carberry.
Aye. Motion carries. Public hearing on proposed plan specification form of contract and estimated total cost for the Johnson County Health and Human Services Building window renovation project.
See, Alden, I told you we'd keep you waiting.
Yes. Resolution approving
thank you very
plans.
Much.
Okay, I'm not going to say it twice. We already did. Hi, Alden.
Hi there. I think.
Mike.
You want to gavel that?
Gavel. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a public hearing. Alden, you have something for us?
The renovation, all the plans, the specifications, the dates have all been set. So you should have all those.
Yep.
We should be ready to go.
We got 100 and some pages of it in our packet.
Yeah. Don't doubt it a bit. Specifications were 147.
Eldon, do you remember how much we have budgeted for this project?
Offhand, it was 600,000, I want to say, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Because you decided to do all six windows at the same time, they were about 100,000 apiece.
And I'm just going, I went to the last one, estimated total cost, bottom line, it says $694.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
That's...
There should be money left over from the court, or the jail, no, courthouse chiller project that could finish out this one and the lights project, and should be enough money if it gets this high.
Yeah, and also, they're looking at taking them all apart, but some of them... We're not leaking on four of them. So The question is, when they get into it, if they're right, we're going to leave them alone, which will save us some money. I know that the north side are the leakers. So that's the main cause of the problem right now.
Okay. Any other questions for Eldon? Eldon, do you have anything more to say on this matter?
No.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody else to speak to this matter? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. And do we vote on this, or do we? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd entertain a motion.
I move the resolution approving plans, specifications, form of contract, and estimated total cost for the Health and Human Services building window renovation project.
Second.
It's been moved by Sullivan, seconded by Reddick. Any discussion? Roll call.
Reddick.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Green Douglas.
Aye.
Carberry.
Aye.
Freeze.
Aye.
Our motion carries. This will be done by tomorrow then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Get on that. Thanks, Eldon. Next order of business is office and departmental business with the treasurer's office. We have a couple requests. Tom.
This is the time of year we'll have a few of these requests. These are for people who were in late, didn't get in time to pay their taxes, and are asking the board to forgive or refund their late payment. The first item is three actual parcels in your packet. You should have had the letter from the company stating that they just got busy and came in a day late and didn't feel they should have to pay a penalty for being a day late.
How about a week?
Yeah. It's hard because the penalty by code goes on the first day of each month, and it's for the full month. So the amount due is the same amount due on the first day it's late or the 28th day it's late along that line. But there's many options to make payments. You can make payments on the internet up till midnight on the very last day. Even in this case this year, because the last day of tax season fell on a weekend, they had the following Monday, so they actually had a longer time. But things happen, and people can.
What's the total?
Tom, when are taxes actually due?
Well, they're actually due the 1st of September. You have the month of September to pay without penalty.
Okay.
Unless, like this, as I said, the last day of the month falls on a weekend, then you have the following Monday. So, taxes are due September 1st and March 1st.
Thank you.
Well, it's unfortunate, but I keep saying it. Governing is all about drawing lines, and sometimes if you're on the wrong side of that line, it's going to suck, but it's the way it is.
There's just so many options, and unfortunately things come up and things happen, but there's not a good mechanism. There's many good cases. Your heart goes out to some of these requests that we get, but
yeah.
I don't know how you begin.
What is the total late fee on these three?
On this particular one, because there's some sizable things, let's see here.
That's wrong.
About 126, a little over $1,500.
Ouch. Yeah, well.
It's going to sting.
Yeah. Well, you know, the slippery slope, if we, you know, I've been here 4 years, and I don't think I've seen us do one rebate on this. It's the line is the line, and you start making exceptions for great stories, and stop?
This one was just I got busy.
Yeah, I got busy, and so. You know.
So, are we gonna? I guess question: are we gonna take these as individual votes or combine them?
Ryan.
Well, and I'm trying actually to get to that agenda item in the packet. I don't believe you have to take them up unless you're going to approve them. Tom, do you have anything?
I think what the board would have to do is either approve or deny the claim.
Yeah. In the past, we have voted, but I don't remember about
these
the individual.
These are all one owners, and it's in
these
the agenda together, so
owner.
I think it can be done together.
We've done them. We've taken each one individually and then decided.
Each parcel?
Each
request.
Request.
Right. So there's two requests on the agenda. You can either move to approve or deny the first request.
I see. Oh, so there's two.
I believe so.
The first one is all one owner with three parcels. So I would move to deny the request to waive late fees on the parcels that are listed in agenda item 1.
F1A.
F1A.
Second.
I want to find out now what I don't understand what I'm voting on.
Yeah. From Deary, the three late fees for the parcels on Deary.
Right. Yeah. But when I went into our packet, I read two separate explanations from people who are making this request, right. But there's three things on the agenda, and I don't understand what it is.
I think one request is three properties, and the other request is one property.
There's only two on that agenda.
Three on my agenda. Now I got it.
Three
parcels, okay. Deary Motors.
Yep. All right.
We've had.
Okay. Thank you.
I can't remember who made the.
I didn't.
No, okay. Me.
Okay.
So we had a motion by Rennig and a second by Breeze. Rod,
now
any further
I'm clear.
Discussion?
All on F1A.
Now I'm clear. Okay.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Sullivan.
And the move was
to deny,
right?
Deny.
Aye.
Green Douglas.
Aye.
Carberry.
Aye.
Freeze.
Aye.
Rettig.
Aye.
Motion carries and the request to waive the late fees is denied. Tom, you have another one.
This next one came in. Once again, you should have had the details. Handling an estate, didn't have the money available. Was some confusion, you know, they just thought it was cruel of us to assess a penalty when they were still trying to get an estate settled and the funds were not available at that time. Complained that it was hard to understand a response we gave to them that about taxes, and this is our standard line when we have a weekend type thing, that taxes are due the first, you have till the last day of the month. When the last day of the month falls on a weekend, then you have the following Monday with no penalty. But just didn't think the assessment part of it was fair when they didn't have the funds available at the time to make the payment. So just a request from a lady handling her mother's estate here in Johnson County.
Probably this is a good one to point out that there are ways in which people can deal with this. You have a process that you work with the Department of Human Services if there's really somebody that's in a position where they can't pay taxes.
Right.
And so this would have been available if they would have
prior.
Yeah,
that's right.
So
prior to it, this comes after the fact, and in the case of it, we understand that estates have to be opened up, money has to be distributed, but it still doesn't negate the fact that taxes are due within a period of time, and
thank you, Tom.
Paid by that time.
And the total late fee here is it?
Total late fee on this one was $26.
Thank you.
So I would move to deny the request to waive the late fee on parcel 07314840001.
Second.
We got a motion by Rettig and a second by Sullivan. Further discussion?
Yep. I would just say that we've never waived the late fees, and that's because we're representing all the taxing authorities, and that the only way to be fair to everyone is to be consistent. And we've had cases just like this or very similar, even when the individual was hospitalized. I wish we could pick winners and losers in these cases and say, well, one, you just didn't get it done, and the other one, you have a good case. But it's just really hard to do that, and it's not fair to everyone. And so the only way I've figured out to be fair to everyone is to not waive late fees. And sometimes that's hard to do.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Green Douglas.
Aye.
Carberry.
Aye.
Freeze.
Aye.
Rettig.
Aye.
Sullivan.
Aye.
Motion carries and the request is denied. Moving on. Thank you, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Moving on to planning, development, sustainability. third and final consideration of rezoning application PZC 182765 of Gary and Michelle Wieland.
Yes. Sorry. Josh Bussard, Director of PDS.
without Annette today. So. Who's Annette?
Mitch, Nate, and Liz. So. They're actually at a conference in Council Bluffs. Anyways, so the applicant is requesting rezone 10.4 acres from our residential to from our residential and A agricultural to R10 residential, and this will uniformly zone the property.
Okay. We looked at this last week, correct?
Yes, yes.
And had the first.
Yeah,
first two considerations.
Yeah, yeah. And that passed unanimously.
And I'm here for any questions.
Yeah, I don't have any.
Move approval of rezoning application PZC-18-27659.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Green Douglas and a second by Sullivan. Further discussion? Roll call.
Carberry?
Aye.
Freeze?
Aye.
Redig?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Green Douglas?
Aye.
Motion carries. B, second consideration of rezoning application PZC-18-27660 of Candy Ellery.
So this application is a little bit different in that it has a conditional zoning agreement attached, but the applicant is requesting to rezone 14.72 acres from agricultural to R residential in order to facilitate a future residential development. And the applicant, just a reminder to everybody, has signed a conditional zoning agreement already, and that CZA addresses minimum density, maximum lot size, open space and sensitive areas preservation, and an effective date of rezoning. And staff would like to ask that any motion that it would be subject to the conditions outlined in the already signed conditional zoning agreement. And I'm here for any questions.
I do not have any. Anybody else?
Just a comment that this is, our first out of the gate with the new plan on looking at something that's in this area of a conservation district. And so, we're following through the steps. And
yes.
It worked.
So, and when we... we're in the process of rewriting our UDO, and as we rewrite our UDO, hopefully that we can avoid these types of conditional zoning agreements by implementing subdivision requirements that are going to control density, lot size, and ensure preservation of open space and sensitive areas. So we already do that somewhat, but we're just trying to ensure that we don't need to do these CZAs and do the best job possible. So.
Any other comments or questions for Josh?
Subject to the conditional zoning agreement, I move second consideration of the rezoning application PZC-18-27660 of Candy Ellery.
Second.
We have a motion by Redig, second by Sullivan. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Freeze?
Aye.
Redig?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Green Douglas?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye. Motion carries. Third and final consideration of rezoning application PZC-18-27662 of Dean Finney.
Yes. So Mr. Finney is wanting to rezone 6.65 acres from residential and agricultural. He has a residential zoning package on a parcel to R5 residential. And staff is asking that any... if you wish to approve this application, that you approve it subject to the recording of a subsequent subdivision, which the applicant has already held a public hearing on and was approved subject to this rezoning last week. So the key is he still needs to record the subdivision.
So. Say subject to the subsequent subdivision or subsequent
subject
to this,
recording of
okay.
Okay.
I would move third and final consideration of rezoning application PZC-18-27662 subject to the subsequent recording of the subdivision.
Yes.
Of the same.
And that subdivision is PZZ 18-27662. I guess just for the record.
So same number. Same.
Seconded.
Okay. So we have a motion by Green Douglas, second by Reddig. Further discussion. Josh, they have the same number always, so they stay together?
No, they don't. And actually, ignore what I said about that number, please.
Okay.
I read the wrong number. So
it's that way in our thing, too, though, okay. I think. No, so maybe
I'll
not.
I'll take a look at that, but just yep. We know what the subdivision yep. is. So
I think the motion still stands.
Yeah.
I didn't say it with a number, so.
You're right. Fine.
Okay.
You referred to the property that's subject to the same or to the rezoning application before you.
Okay, thanks.
Very good.
Without a net.
Yeah.
I still want to meet
him. Yeah, who is this man, Cal? So we have a motion and we have a second. Further discussion, roll call.
Reddick?
Aye.
Sullivan?
Aye.
Green Douglas?
Aye.
Carberry?
Aye.
Freeze?
Aye. Our motion carries. We good?
Who was the second on that?
I was.
Oh, thanks. Sorry.
Green Douglas? Reddick.
I appreciate you working with that one, too, getting it figured out.
Anything
first attempt didn't go well, but this one we got.
Come back. Some
anything
other
further?
Yeah. Nothing further.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, and have a good morning. So,
yeah, very good. Yeah. Next order of business is Board of Supervisors. Says other. So, seeing no business before from the Board of Supervisors and no other business in this meeting, it's adjourned. We'll be right back.
8 minutes.